Go Transport.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm Al Cortland. We continue to originate this particular program from Spokane, Washington, in the Silver Summit. Got an old friend with me who's a regular guest on the show, David Morgan of the Silver Investor. You're a believer in silver, huh, big guy?
Well, I certainly have been for a very long time, and with silver pushing toward 25, it's a nice feeling.
It's a nice feeling. And a fellow who I've known for about 4 years, Doug Jaden. Doug, you are one of the most interesting people that I have ever met in the sense that you are a published author. You're just a decent human being. You've got a company called the Silver Saver. When you told me about it this morning, I was very intrigued. The reason I was very intrigued is because we get requests, David, every week from people wanting to know, well, how do you buy silver? How do you buy gold? Well, Doug has a program that you apparently endorse, okay? Correct. And your program is kind of made for the little guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly, yes. The program is Silver Saver, and it's really a way for people who are new to the market and are really understanding and starting to waken up about what's going on in our monetary system, the problems that are there, and figuring out that they need to get some of their savings in hard assets to put that in physical silver bullion. It's a way for them to do it in a way that's safe, it's effective, and it's also really tailored for the little guy, somebody who, and I don't even say a little guy, the average person who's got a few hundred dollars a month who says, I need to do something safe with this rather than, you know, stick it in the bank and let the banking system continue to have its problems. So,
okay, let's assume the little guy comes, and I don't mean that disparagingly at all, but let's say somebody comes and says, I've got $1,000, I want to buy some silver. How do they go about doing that, number one? And number two, where does the silver actually go?
Well, they would come to the website, and if they go to silver123.net, it'll take them to our website where they'll just basically go through a sign-up process very similar to what you would do with any product that you'd buy on site. They'll have a verification process. It's similar to what you see with PayPal, and then they'll set up a schedule where they can say, hey, I want to take out $100 a week, $200 a week, $100 a month, whatever schedule they want to set up for a savings schedule, and it will automatically pull from whatever bank account they determine, and on that regular basis, dollar cost average them into the market and purchase silver on that particular day, and it's a way for them to kind of set
okay,
up.
Okay, so they purchase the silver. Where does the silver go?
The silver is stored in the first depository in Delaware, and they own fractional ounces of 1,000-ounce bars. Now, when they get to the point where they want to take delivery of that, which can be as little as 20 ounces, they can convert that to various forms. If they like silver eagles, they can buy silver eagles. If they want silver rounds, they can do that. 10-ounce bars, 100-ounce bars, 1,000-ounce bars, if they've accumulated that much, that is how they can just go into the website and say, now I want to take delivery and have it show up at their door.
David, you've known Doug longer than I have, but I'm curious what your initial reaction was to this program. I heard about it, obviously, just this morning. You heard about it some time ago. Why do you think it makes sense, or why do you think it doesn't make sense?
Well, it makes sense for several reasons. One of the top two, or one of the main tenets that I've taught throughout this whole process is to dollar cost average and discipline. To be a good investor, you have to have discipline. So once you sign up, and I've done it myself, I am involved with silver123.net. What you find is 10 minutes, you debit your bank account on a schedule that you like. I've got a few hundred dollars a month, and I'm accumulating over time. So you have discipline, and you have a dollar cost averaging program working in your favor. The second thing that a lot of people want to know is, one, I want my hands on my silver, which they can get. Secondly, I have a lot of people that I've met over the several years in this industry that don't want to take possession. Their apartment livers, or maybe they have a condo, or maybe they have two homes, or travel around, they're retired. They really want physical silver, but they don't want to mess with it. So you have that option as well. You can leave it in the First Depository in Delaware and leave it there as you see fit. And there's flexibility between those two. So I actually told Doug when he first introduced it to me, was that's a great idea. I wish I would have implemented something like this, because it's a great way for the average investor or up, I mean, to go ahead and get involved in silver. The last thing I'd point out to you, Al, is that a lot of people are very hesitant at this stage of the market. They've maybe watched silver for a couple of years. Maybe they thought, oh, these guys like David Morgan, it kind of makes sense, but I don't know. Silver's been stuck to around 17 and a half for an awfully long time. I'm not sure it's going anywhere.
Now, I don't mean to correct you, but I have to do that, David. And that's silver is not 17 and a half. It's more like about 24 right now, if I'm not mistaken. Don't mean to correct the guru.
Well, what I was saying is it'd been stuck at 17 and a half for a very long time. Now that they see it at 24, now they get interested. And so this is a way for them to get in the market by putting their toe in there and not going overboard. And if it's going to go far higher from here in the long term, and I believe it will, that's a good way for them to get in the market and not be too afraid because they're buying it at a high price. If it drops down, they're just buying more silver in the following month.
Got a question for you, Doug, but before I pose the question to you, I want to say that my comment about David not knowing the current price of silver was simply tongue-in-cheek. And you, those of you who don't know me very well realize that there is a little bit of satire in Al Corlin's life. David is one of the most brilliant analysts out there, if not the most brilliant analyst. And am I forgiven now? Okay, Doug, what about the other side of the equation? Okay, let's assume that I am asked $10,000 worth of silver and I need my money back. What do I do?
Great question. You can actually sell your silver back to the company, and we cut you a check at what is basically spot price. So we don't take anything on the backside. We don't deduct it by 1% or 2%. We just give it to you at the spot price, and you can have your Federal Reserve notes back.
If you want your Federal Reserve notes back.
If you want them back, yes.
David, I got to tell you, you know, this is an idea that is so simple and makes so much sense, it's scary. I mean, I'm amazed that someone hasn't started this before, Doug.
Well, I've actually thought of something like this, but, you know, having the time to implement it and everything else, when Doug, again, brought it to me, I thought, wow, this is just elegant in its simplicity. And it's a good way to get a lot more people involved. And over time, I think it's really going to pay off for everybody that gets involved in buying in the silver market in a physical way.
How's it working out for you, Doug? Number one, how long have you been doing it? Relatively new, if I'm not mistaken.
It is relatively new. We started developing the program about 2 years ago, a company named Mass Metal, and the idea was get metal into the hands of the masses. How do we do that effectively? How do we do it cost-effectively and make it something that's appealing for everybody to be able to participate? And we launched the program in December of last year in beta. We actually launched it in February, so we've been going about 8-9 months, and it's taken off and doing very well.
I'm not at all surprised.
One of the reasons I think we're seeing that is we have what's called a rewards program, and we want to just leverage the creativity of the market and the people that are out there. And so we reward people for just sharing it, just share the idea with somebody else, and then they get on the backside some of the margin back
on the front side, on the purchase.
On the purchase side.
Right.
And that is credited to their account in physical silver. So if a person goes out and shares it with a couple of friends and they save as much dollar-wise as the person that they referred, then they can end up actually accumulating silver for about spot price. So then they're playing they're playing with the big boys and they accumulate there.
In terms of security, okay, I hate to ask this question and I hate for it to be the final question, but in terms of security, everybody's going to say, great idea, how safe is it? How safe is it?
Well, certainly it's as safe as the relationship that we have with First Depository and the security that they have there. We are also doing things to diversify. I mean, come the first of the year, we're going to be looking at other secondary places to store metal, maybe outside the country, maybe Canada. By the end of the year, we will have Gold Saver as well, so that people can participate with this in gold. And we're continuing to expand our reach as well as the people that we have involved as far as vendors to diversify that and make it even safer than it is today. But obviously, when people take delivery, it's as safe as whatever they do with it.
Pretty interesting concept. If you want to get more information on Silver Saver, which I have to say from what I've seen, looks like a very, very interesting situation, click on their banner that we provide on our website. Or if you'd like, you can click on the banner on our website that'll take you to Silver Investor, which is David's website, and you can get more information that way. Doug, this is a very, very interesting idea. Thanks so much for bringing it to us. Big Al's going to be right back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. As you are aware, this program is originating in its entirety from Spokane, Washington, the Silver Summit. I'm here right now with a good friend of mine, Steve Carr, who co-hosts, as I've mentioned many times, a show that we do on the Business Talk Radio Network, the Economics Report, and Greg Johnson. Greg is the co-founder of Nova Gold. Greg, along with Ralph Fitch, is now actively involved with a company called South American Silver. Ralph has got a long, long track record in the resource industry, highly regarded geologist, did some major discoveries for
Chevron Minerals.
Chevron Minerals. Thanks, Greg. Yeah. Now is the honorary chairman of South American Silver. Greg is the president. The issue that keeps coming up with South American Silver that I'd like to talk about with Greg and Steve is the main property, the main silver property, is located in Bolivia. That scares the daylights out of a lot of people, my colleague included. Why should people not be frightened?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing when we stand back and look at our industry is that, you know, we have to go where the metals occur. And Bolivia is one of the premier silver-producing regions of the world. You've had about 3 billion ounces of silver produced historically, and that is really puts Bolivia as one of the premier silver-producing regions. And so as an explorationist, the first place you want to be looking is a place that has the kind of endowment in metal that's going to be successful. They can have a high probability of further success. Already with our project, because we're in this belt that's had such tremendous historic production, we've got over 300 million ounces in the ground. We know this is a system that's going to continue to grow. One of the reasons that we feel comfortable, Al, to a certain degree, is that, you know, we've got a place that 40% of their economy is based on mining. In the last 4 years, we've had 3 major new silver mines built in Bolivia. You've got the Sumitomo mine, which is the third largest silver producing mine in the world at 18 million ounces of gold. You have Coeur d'Alene's mine, which is 7.5 million ounces, going to 10 million ounces, putting it in the top 5. You've got Pan American Silver with a major operation as well. So these guys have been, they've put significant capital in the ground on these projects. They've been operating, they've been exporting profits, and they've been operating successfully in country. So we're not the first to kind of step in and go down this road. And as we've had our discussions with government, they're telling us, for instance, when we met with the finance minister in New York here a few months ago, that they want to encourage private investment, that they recognize what's happened in the countries around them, like Chile, like Argentina, Peru, and they want to, you know, basically plug into that and see the economic development and see their economy continue to thrive.
You know, I'll never forget, I was in Santiago the first time, probably 5 or 6 years ago, standing up on a hill. I'm sure you've been to Santiago before, but, you know, the presidential, the original presidential palace on a big hill overlooking the city. And I was there with a German fellow who actually has spent the majority of his life in Chile. He pointed out the panorama and he said, "How many of those buildings do you think were there 15 years ago?" And I said, "I don't know." And he said, "Maybe a third." And he said, "The reason that our country has prospered so much in the recent past is because we're aware of our dependence on the rest of the world with agriculture and mining." Okay. And he said, "Do you think any political leader in our country in their right mind would ever jeopardize that situation?" And I looked at him and I said, "No, I don't think so." I mean, Steve, that to me, you know, I mean, we're not talking about Chavez, you know. We're not talking about Ahmadinejad. We're talking about a guy who has some socialistic leanings, let's call it left-wing leanings, but I don't think he's an idiot. I don't think he's under the false assumptions that either a Chavez or Ahmadinejad are under. I think those guys are just nuts.
Well, I think Greg's absolutely right when he's talking about we need to go where the mineralization is. We've all talked about the third world finding capitalism and this huge middle class, whether it's China, India, et cetera, coming in and needing these resources and the need to, in a sense, partner or team up with these governments. You know, an idea, Al and Greg, might be that when someone comes in from Bolivia, that not only do they meet with a real good cross-section of leaders in the industry, but also that we have, Al, maybe some key senators, congressmen, and that there be more of a delegation from Bolivia, that this be maybe even a little bit of a bridge builder, and we maybe even look at a country or two that's friendly to both Bolivia and the United States that maybe could even be a little bit of an intermediary, not that it's needed necessarily, but it might be just a good strategic idea. Maybe Colombia or another country where there are some real strong ties there. I think that would give American investors a lot stronger sense of security You know, some people have said, well, maybe this guy is Chavez Light. And it looks like not so. But I think that that kind of delegation to delegation may give a little bit deeper sense of comfort.
Yeah, and I think another point is if you look at the political scene in Brazil, you know, Lula, who's just come out of power, was left of center. He was a populist and is the largest trading partner by far with Bolivia. It's part of that free trade organization that's in southern South America. And so when you look at the trade patterns, you look at who is Bolivia doing business with. It's Brazil. It's a lesser degree Argentina. It's with South Korea. It's with Japan. And so you don't see Venezuela in the picture. You don't see any of these other places that are really struggling. And, you know, I think really when you look fundamentally at the policies of the Morales administration, their first focus, and really in terms of the changes they made to their constitution, were all about, you know, Bolivia is a place with a large population of indigenous people. 70-80%, I believe, are the estimates that people have. Morales, as the first indigenous president, has come in and said, we want consultation with our local indigenous communities. They should benefit from the economic development that we see in our country. And that's something that we're familiar with in the Canadian mining industry, particularly with this kind of consult and accommodate approach. And we have found, in my experience at NovaGold, for instance, on our projects, it's a huge asset to have a strong public community support to your project, and that often goes a long ways to, you know, political support at the federal level. And I think the same is true in South America, and the same would be true, you know, likely in a place like Bolivia.
Let's talk a little bit quickly. Summarize the economic growth that's coming out of Bolivia. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, when the finance minister was here in New York 3 or 4 months ago, he was presenting data. I was really impressed with the guy, first of all, educated in Great Britain, very well spoken. He was presenting data that was 30, 40 years of economic data, and there was no question that Bolivia had been through ups and downs that were pretty phenomenal. But when you looked at what's happened under the Morales administration, he's just been reelected for another, you know, 5 years, it was staggering to see the change on the positive sense in terms of double-digit rates of growth in their economic engine in general. Looking at inflation rates going from over 15% to down to around 1%, deposits in local banks, internal growth, they really were making a huge impact, and it was clear that it was a place that is changing.
Let me say this in conclusion. The little blonde-haired lady who I've been with for 37 years and I own stock in this company in the interest of full disclosure. I am very comfortable after having talked with Greg and his colleague Ralph Fitch. I don't think this is a bad place to be, and I think that you're going to see some huge growth in the mining sector in Bolivia, because you know what? President Morales is not an idiot. He's not going to offend anybody.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This program, as you know, is originating from the Silver Summit over in Spokane, Washington. You know, Big Al just did a workshop with, among other people, Greg McCoach, and we took some questions from the audience. Had some really, really interesting questions there, two that kind of stand out that I'd like to discuss on the air, Greg. One of them is the concept that one of the Federal Reserve chairmen, not Bernanke, but I believe it was Greenspan, came out in the not-too-distant past, about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and basically denounced the concept of fiat currencies. Since that time, the price of gold is going to the moon. You put any credence in that?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously Greenspan was a big component of the Federal Reserve for such a long period of time. And, you know, he basically was a gold disciple in the early 60s and went against that thought to become Fed chairman. You know, how he sold out to the devil, so to speak, anybody knows. But it was interesting to hear him say these comments because it appears like he's trying to do some cover-your-rear-end kind of speeches to, you know, negate what he said earlier as a Fed chairman.
Well, and then you were telling me, just off the air here, you were saying that apparently Ben Bernanke came out and had some very, very ominous things to say in a speech that he delivered in Rhode Island that, interestingly enough, for whatever reason, wasn't covered by the media.
Right. No, I think it was because of its ominous content, the media didn't pick up on it. I recommend that everybody go do a Google search on Ben Bernanke's talk given in Rhode Island about 3 weeks ago. Read it for yourselves and you know, just think through it. And I think you'll see, like I did, that this is a striking moment in the history of our of our country to hear these kind of people say the things they're saying.
Well, you had an interesting experience. You know, I don't know how many of our listeners are aware that, I mean, you've been on the show numerous times, but we've never really talked about your other business, which is you're a bullion dealer. You've got a company called Amerigold. You do a great job for your clients, okay? You had somebody contact you in the not-too-distant past and want to buy just a truckload of gold, and you explained to them, you're looking at buying $100 million worth of gold? Come on, you can't do that given the size of the market all at once.
Right.
I mean, that's an interesting thing to have to tell somebody.
Absolutely. No, we're seeing a whole new class of buyers coming into the bullion market. I started Amerigold back in 1998. Mm-hmm. I have other people run it for me now, but occasionally, you know, I'll have meetings at the company. I spend most of my time, of course, with the junior mining stocks and traveling and writing the newsletter. But this one particular gentleman called and asked specifically for me, and they said, Greg, can you take this phone call? The guy won't talk to anybody else. So I did, and it was a very large manager of a pooled account out of the greater Chicago area of some high net worth individuals. And it was just surprising that this person was a novice at understanding the gold market.
And he's talking about investing $100 million.
Right. Well, obviously, okay. This is a very large.
Do you think the complexion of the market's changing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're definitely seeing, as a bullion dealer, you get to see this. You get to see the changes that are happening, that there's a whole new class of big money coming into this market that hasn't been there before. So I think that's a telling sign of things to come.
I think it's a telling sign of things to come, you know, as is the number of attendees at conferences like this one. I mean, this is my eighth year at this conference. Started out from day one, and I remember the first conference, they had maybe 100 people, okay?
Yeah.
Today, you've got 300-400 people just in the speaker's room, in the main speaker's room. So, you know, word is getting around. People are getting very, very interested in methods of protecting themselves and their families financially.
Absolutely. The safe haven movement is what's causing the pattern in our precious metals market to change. Before it was we'd run up to the new high and we'd get hammered back to some degree.
Yeah.
Right. Now what we're seeing is we're running up, you know, and if gold dips, it dips half a day, maybe 2 days, and then boom, some big buying comes in because those big buyers are looking to buy any dip they see. So it's immediately recovering and moving higher, which is a new trend, a new pattern in our market, which is very exciting.
Greg, you're both a bullion dealer and a newsletter writer. In your newsletter, as you said earlier, you cover small resource companies, you know, I make my living with small resource companies, investing, et cetera, in them. I'm personally convinced that John Nadler comes out and says basically everybody should own precious metals. Probably 10% of your assets, capital assets, is a good place to be, and then the rest of it, you know, distributed, you know, in other diversified areas. I personally like small stocks, specifically resource stocks, better than bullion, because I think the leverage that's there provides investors with a much, much greater upside potential for profit.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. I recommend to my subscribers and my clients that they own a combination of the physical precious metals and mining stocks. You use the juniors for the leverage. You use the physical precious metals as your ultimate savings account. And that's how I look at it. That's just me. Everybody's different. How you break up your overall portfolio into these different asset classes. For me, I basically have 25% of my liquid net worth in physical precious metals. 50% of my money is in the junior mining stock market. 20% is in the Canadian Oil and Gas Trust, and the rest is in Canadian cash. I don't keep any money in U.S. dollars in a U.S. bank other than what I need to pay my bills every month.
Why is that?
Because the dollar's going to have its moment here. We're coming to the time of consequences with a fiat currency that is going to implode. When it does, most Americans are still unaware that keeping U.S. dollars in a U.S. bank account is going to be devalued severely. We don't know if it's 3 weeks from now. We don't know if it's 3 years from now. But I sense that we're getting much, much closer to the culminating events, the final phase, the terminal phase, if you want to say, of the fiat currency debacle.
Do you think logically that the extension of that would be that people become so panicky then that, yeah, the bullion is good, will be worth holding, okay, because the bullion could be used as a medium of exchange, which is why Kathy and I buy silver rounds. But in the case of mining companies, do you think that there's a possibility that the panic that might ensue might make those companies relatively worthless, the stocks of those companies relatively worthless?
I think we're going to see amazing volatility in the upcoming months and years in all markets. Volatility is just going to be the name of the game. As investors, we need to learn how to work through that and,
sure,
and not panic. Again, if you try to get yourself out of debt, you own a good stash of precious metals, you can invest in these other asset classes knowing that the volatility is going to exist and not get scared out of your investment. I tell people keep some cash on the sideline in case you get a major dip, a major correction, or some kind of market event that's unrelated to our market, unrelated to what's going on, and stay with those investments. And over time, I don't think you have to wait that long, because the volatility, as drastic as it can be to the downside, it can rebound just as quickly or quicker to the upside.
Greg, you follow a number of mining companies, pretty much, if I'm not mistaken, in all sectors, gold, silver, oil and gas. Am I correct?
I'm not oil and gas.
So it's strictly gold and silver.
It's just precious metals and base metal stocks.
Okay. Give our listeners, if you would, we have about a minute here, three companies that they might want to take a look at.
I like the Yukon right now. I've spent a lot of time up at the Yukon. I think you're going to see some amazing developments up there in the coming years. There's going to be a lot more new discoveries. I take a look at a company called TAKU, T-A-K, that is on trend geologically with Underworld and the Kaminak discoveries.
Boy, Underworld, there's a winner, huh?
Yeah. No, we definitely, these are two major discoveries that are breaking open a lot of new activity. I think you're going to see hundreds of millions of dollars of drilling go on, exploration work going out there next summer. So this is an area to key in on and watch, and one that I'll be talking about quite a bit in the future.
And as if I'm not mistaken, right now the big area play is the Yukon, and I know I'm not mistaken on that one. I think you're right. I think you're going to see a lot of activity up there, specifically next summer, because it's pretty tough to work in the wintertime doing exploration,
Well, yeah, all the companies up there are shut down. It's basically the drilling season is from end of May through end of September. So it's a short drilling season, and I think that might provide us with some opportunities. These stocks might be soft during the winter when we can buy them.
Okay, there you have it. The gal's going to be right back with Steve Carr. We're going to be chatting with John Nadler about the issue of gold manipulation.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all
all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show that has originated in its entirety from the Silver Summit. Steve Carr, my co-host on the Economics Report, is helping me out. We are chatting right now with John Nadler. John is someone who I don't always agree with, but I have to say I've got nothing but respect for the man. I say that because he is very bright, he's very well educated, and I think he's got some really... Why are people laughing, John? I don't understand. People in the audience
they've had some
laughing.
Wine, Al.
There you go. John, what I want to ask you is Bill Murphy has an organization that has the opinion that the price of gold is clearly manipulated, and you, based on, I would have to say, some facts, feel that it's definitely not.
Well, and I would extend that to silver as well, because lately we hear that that is also supposedly manipulated. I think basically alleging that, you know, a market is somehow nefariously rigged is really not a good thing for the average retail audience to really hear. I mean, I don't think you, Al, as a would-be precious metals buyer, would rush out.
I am a precious metals buyer, John.
But would you rush out and buy into a market that you knew was actually rigged, suppressed, manipulated, and you knew you had no chance ever to win against the so-called bad guys? I can guarantee you pretty much that if the bad guys were in fact there, actively pursuing this type of bad behavior, you'd have a chance in, you know what, of ever overcoming them with your little purchase or your large purchase. In your case, it's large. In my case, it's little. It wouldn't happen. This is not a pitchfork versus the robber barons battle, first of all. Second of all, it reflects a basic misunderstanding of the functionality of the markets in precious metals. Going around saying that, you know, they're naked shorting somehow visible in silver basically implies that you don't know why a JP Morgan or an HSBC or someone similar would take on a short position. And it's very simple. At the end of the day, you're a market maker, who's supposed to make a bid and an offer price to any one of your trading partners who calls you for a quote. Now assume for a minute that Hedge Fund Alpha over here comes in and dumps 2 million ounces on your bid at 9 o'clock in the morning. What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to hedge yourself against market risk in any way, shape, or form if you're a trading desk? Of course you are. And guess what you'll do? You'll immediately establish a short position in futures to hedge that incoming long physical position. That's it. It's not rocket science. There's no mystery to it. And it's not intended to hurt the man in the street. This is simply matter-of-fact trading.
Steve, I guess you and I are crazy because we're purchasing precious metals out of a rigged market.
Well, and, you know, as I mentioned to Bill, you know, Bill and I were on a panel together in Chicago. It must have been 8 or 9 years ago. And Bill, of course, was making his case for manipulation. And I'm a commodities trader, have been for 35 years. And, of course, there are shorts in all the markets. Soybeans, crude oil, I'm short in crude oil. I'm short in rice. I'm short in a lot of these things. But two things. Number one, and, John, you probably remember this. So maybe 6, 7 years ago, silver ran up to about 8, and then it really dropped very rapidly under 6. I looked at the volume on the futures exchange, and if the money that was lost, if the longs would have just taken those dollars, Al, they could have gotten every ounce delivered to them on the COMEX. So it's not them beating us, it's us beating us. We're stupid. I mean, we're not stupid, but we're acting foolishly, and people get over-leveraged. So don't trade it that way. You know, as we've been saying for 11 years, every month accumulate a little bit more, use it as a savings program, use it as a insurance policy. And quite candidly, if there is manipulation, it's to my benefit, because how in the world could I get silver at $25 an ounce when gold's $1,300 and some an ounce? This is unprecedented almost in the history of mankind. I want to send some manipulator a thank you note right now.
Precisely what I said in Vancouver, Al. I said, if this is manipulation, please let me have more. You guys are inept failures at this, and I've been enjoying nothing but the fruits of your stupidity. That said, look, show me a market in which a long will not try to jawbone, you know, the market and keep it afloat. You know, a Jim Rogers talking his cotton or agricultural book or someone else saying, hey, I'm long and I think this is going to the moon. Or a short who would say, ah, well, peak oil is nonsense. Normal course of business in any market. But that's not the same as saying that an entity is actively trying to undermine the very essence of the market by going naked short, you know, without cause.
And Al, I think this gets back to our theme on this show again of personal responsibility. You know, if there is this huge manipulation taking place, then it's not my responsibility, is it, if I do something stupid and over-leverage myself at $8 an ounce silver and I get a margin call and I have to liquidate my whole position. I can blame the boogeyman, okay? And I'm not saying that there's not a huge short. I think it is obvious that J.P. Morgan is a huge short, but there's also...
I think I just told you also possibly why.
Yeah.
Sure, exactly, right.
As a function of normal trading.
Rather than beat that argument into the ground, John, you are an expert in precious metals, okay? People disagree with you, people agree with you, okay? But in my opinion, a lot of the stuff that you say really does make common sense. Now, let's talk a little bit about people buying gold and silver. Why should people buy gold and silver, in your opinion?
Because the one factor of which there is an ample supply in this world, still on an ongoing basis, is uncertainty. You can hedge yourself against all kinds of risk. We just talked about this. You can go short a particular market, you can go long another, but hedging yourself against the unforeseen is basically not doable without a position, a core position in gold, as I always advocate, of about 10%. And if you feel like and can have the ability to trade silver, be my guest, 2 or 5% is fine. Certainly I could show you metals that have done much better than both of those. Palladium comes to mind just for starters. But it's all about capital preservation versus capital enhancement. And I think gold fulfills the capital preservation motive. Buy, set, and forget. Don't be without it. It's life insurance. Don't leave home without it. Don't even leave your investments without it. Whereas silver can offer trading opportunities. But that said, the fundamentals for those two are currently not in their favor, as I've repeatedly stated. Supply and demand fundamentals in gold and silver are not in these two metals' favor. And investment as a component of demand is the sole driver that with which we're left at the moment. And when that abates for any reason, be it interest rate differentials, real interest rates returning back to positive, the dollar strengthening for whatever cause, this could be a game changer, and reversion to the mean will happen. It doesn't mean you should sell all of your gold or all of your silver. Not at all. You should always have the core in place, but play this. Don't play the market in gold with any other attitude than as an insurance position.
You know, I had a listener call in. I was talking on the air probably about 6 to 12 months ago, and I'm pretty transparent when it comes to my investing when it relates to subjects on this program. And I mentioned on the air, I said, you know, Kathy and I just picked up some more silver. We bought silver rounds. I explained why I bought silver rounds. At the time, silver was trading at around $14 or thereabout. But I got this great email who said, when I heard that you bought silver at $14, I shorted it in size, and I covered it at $12. Carlin, you're a fool. My comment to him was, that's not why you buy silver. You don't buy silver because you're looking to make a gain in the price over the next year or two or three. You buy it as insurance. But that's 100% true with everything that Kitco sells.
Certainly, if I look at the performance metrics as my standard by which to play this, look, palladium returned 212% in 2009. Show me the yellow or white metal that even came close to that performance, if it's about performance.
You mentioned earlier that you're obviously concerned with the run-up that there is right now and maybe lighten up in gold or silver. The supply-demand situation has changed. With the falling apart that we're seeing in the world currencies, this kind of rush to the bottom, if you will, so that these countries can export more, is the supply-demand dynamic changing in your mind?
No. It really hasn't shown sign of shifting.
Okay.
Okay. In other words, we have rising mine supply in gold, rising scrap supply, fabrication demand falling to a 21-year low, very similar situation in silver. Mine supply up, scrap supply up, primary industrial fabrication demand down. The one component that's left is investment, ETF, futures and options related type of offtake. And the race to the bottom, I think, will not come to pass because everybody realizes that that's not a race to the bottom, but a race off the cliff.
We're going to be back next week. Have a great week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.